It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Dave Uram. He is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, and this is today's KYW News Radio Minute with Merrill. Eagles obviously did not play during Week 5 of the 2024 NFL season because of their bye week, but of course there was a lot of action around the NFL. Cowboys, for example, rallying in Pittsburgh 20-17 to win on Sunday Night Football. But Merrill, there of course was a lot of other action across the NFL on Sunday.
Dave, it has been such an up-and-down year. It's difficult to tell who's great, who's good, who's terrible, because things change dramatically. One team, however, that is playing consistently well, and they are now 4-1, the Washington Commanders. They beat Cleveland 34-13. And I'll tell you something, that's going to make this Sunday's Eagles-Cleveland game almost crucial for the Eagles from this standpoint. Cleveland is a bad team. They're a struggling team. The Eagles are coming off of a bad game. They really need to beat the Cleveland Browns convincingly to get back on track. But Washington is very, very good. Meanwhile, the Giants, who struggled early in the season, are beginning to play better football. They won in Seattle 29-20. They are not to be discounted just yet. But at the moment, Washington seems to be the strongest team in the NFC East. But we have a long way to go. A lot of surprises around the NFL. How about the Cardinals? The Cardinals, with Jonathan Gannon as their head coach, beat the 49ers 24-23. The Bears won. They won big, 36-10 over the Panthers, but the Panthers might be the worst team in football. And for the Bears, their rookie, the number one draft choice, Caleb Williams, was absolutely excellent. There was a game over in London, the Sunday morning game, and the Vikings beat the Jets 23-17. Vikings actually led in that game 17-0. And the great Aaron Rodgers struggled. He threw three interceptions, wow, two in the first quarter. The Ravens came from behind to beat the Bengals 41-38. Remember, the Ravens at one point were 0-2. Now they are 3-2. And Buffalo and their great quarterback, Josh Allen, is really struggling. They lost to Houston 23-20. Jacksonville, Doug Peterson, they came through and they beat the Colts 37-34. They needed this win badly. So a very, very interesting Sunday throughout the NFL.
Well, good for Doug Peterson and the Jaguars to get their first win of the season, Merrill. But let's focus in on the Browns real quick before we wrap up, because you were talking about how much they're struggling. What is it about them right now that is making Cleveland struggle?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Deshaun Watson, their quarterback, has been terrible. And as you know, they gave up a king's ransom to get him a couple of seasons ago, and he has been awful. If they hadn't paid the price that they did for Deshaun Watson, I think he'd be benched by now.
Wow. Well, there's definitely a lot of tape out there that the Eagles can use to try to exploit things with the Browns and pick up a win on Sunday and go 3-2 6 weeks into the season. A lot to talk about, Merrill, before that next game. Appreciate you breaking down Week 5 in the NFL, and we will chat again tomorrow morning. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.